Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
All right, Bob.
All right, Andy.
How are we doing? You all right? He's still alive, I see.
Yeah, well, you can see that I am, yeah. How was your Easter? All right.
That's none of your business.
Yeah.
Religious thing to me.
It's a private thing. Well, I'm not demeaning that. I just wondered how it was.
I don't want you to ask any more about my Easter.
No, it's just, I wondered if any kids had approached you to try and, like, bite you and that, because you look a bit like an egg, don't you? Do you know what I mean?
Well, in the right light, yeah.
Yeah.
Dusk.
The right light being any light.
Dusk. But right. It's pretty summertime now, so it's less of a problem because the kids are all in bed by the time I take on me egg shape.
Yeah, well,
egg form.
I just wondered if they'd tried to...
So no, not recently.
Not recently.
That's the answer to that one.
I'm not allowed to have any eggs on account of my health, and I notice instantly I have to comment that you haven't mentioned my health. I've just walked through the door.
I was going to say, it's been a sad week. For football and comedy, you know, we've lost Johan Cruyff since the last time we met.
Yeah, that is very sad.
And we've lost Ronnie Corbett.
Yeah.
And yet you, Bob, you prevail.
I prevail, yeah.
And it's no justice, really.
Unfortunately, it's not about justice, is it?
No, increasingly it isn't.
I mean, I did lift Ronnie up once.
Did you?
Yeah.
In a professional capacity or just...
In a celebratory capacity.
Right.
Because I was privileged enough to work with him on a sports relief or a comic relief.
Yeah.
One of these things.
Well, Ronnie Corbett sort of straddled both of those disciplines, didn't he?
Yeah,
comedy and sport.
But he straddled them.
Bit of laughs, bit of golf.
Anyway, so I lifted up Ronnie, got the shock of my life. One of the densest human beings that I've ever...
I wouldn't have been surprised by that, you know, because he looked... Especially in the last few years.
Yeah.
He looked quite dense and almost spherical.
Really? I didn't pick that up.
Did you not?
From him. We trained his dog to become a trained dog.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Better trained dog.
Yeah, a trained dog. And very charming man, and it's very sad. I don't mean to demean his loss, but people might, when they're reflecting on his career, they probably haven't put the sheer mass of the man into the calculation.
They'll probably do it on Newsnight tonight.
Oh, hopefully.
Because they like to do it a bit different on there, don't they?
Well, but it makes you think of him a bit differently. Ronnie Barker, slightly bigger, you know, it's fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
What a lot of fun it is to see big Ronnie doing the dances dressed up as a woman.
Yeah.
So when you're watching some of the songs and so on, you can also use that mindset for Ronnie Corbett.
Hmm.
You know, there is a bit of weight there. Is heft a word, Andy?
I don't see why not.
Yeah. So, a very sad week.
It is sad, but then you've kind of overshadowed that by pointing out that he had a badly trained dog.
No, I didn't say it was badly trained. It's just
if you can't see anything nice about someone, then maybe you shouldn't see anything at all.
Ant and Dec, I've lifted one of them up. I can't remember which one it was.
Well, I'll stop you there.
Yeah.
How heavy was it? Sorry, he. How heavy was he?
A lot heavier than I'd anticipated.
Ah.
I'm tempted to say that I'm thinking 15, 16 stones.
Because
like
I reckon Ant is pretty heavy.
Yeah.
Deck, not so much. I reckon Deck it could do with one hand.
Yeah.
But Ant, I think, has got a bit of weight on him.
You couldn't lift Deck with one hand.
I reckon I could. And he'd just twirl around like a ballerina inside one of those jewellery boxes.
Yeah, and you'd weep.
Round, just in the palm of my hand.
Yeah. You're mine now, Deck.
Yeah.
You're mine. So, football, anything to do with today's show?
I think the main story in football this week, because it's been an international week, so things have been a bit quiet.
Yeah.
I think we've got to look at Raheem Sterling's house.
Of course, yeah.
Which is on the market. But he's reduced it by £300,000.
And because, do you know why?
Because nobody's interested in
it. Oh, right. I've seen a picture of it. It's got those big columns outside. It's a Georgian, yeah?
I think it is, yeah. And there's a lovely plaque above the door, which has probably got the year of its creation.
Yeah.
On, so I reckon probably 1780,
yeah,
between then and 1810.
Regency, sort of.
Yeah, it was probably owned by an earl,
yeah,
or a duke.
Yeah, but brickwork.
Or a slave trader.
Yeah, it's been very sympathetically restored, though. It almost looks like a brand new Beezer home, doesn't it?
It
really
does, yeah. And it's got a Michael Jackson room.
Yeah, of course.
What footballer wouldn't want to have a Michael Jackson room?
I mean, it is, when you think of footballers' houses, you know, even with an open mind, you start thinking about, like, fur on the mantelpiece. Would
yeah.
you agree?
Yeah.
Fur lining for the garage doors.
A lot of lasers.
Lasers everywhere,
flashing
yeah.
different colours.
Yeah. Four-poster beds, but... I think a lot of them have got this. Best Sol Campbell's got this. Four-poster beds, but the posts are cobras. Yeah? Do you understand?
Ooh, yeah.
Hardened
cobras. With the heads
cobras.
At the top.
Yeah, hardened cobras.
Wow.
And actual
cobras?
Yeah, but they've been hardened.
Not teak cobras.
No, I reckon actual
genuine
cobras.
Genuine.
Hardened.
That have been frozen and then maybe varnished.
I think there's a cobra hardening oil that's available.
Is
that spread on them. And then they have their little lapping tongue. Is it called lapping tongue?
Lapping. Darting.
And that sticks out, and yeah. that's what's used to hook.
Hang your dressing gown on
the silks on, yeah. Or your keys or whatever, yeah. And lots of gold.
Yeah.
Gold corn cobs in the bathroom
yep.
instead of loafers.
Mood enhancing gas.
Gas is coming
Nothing
up.
Nothing illegal.
No.
You know, like these legal highs you can get, something like that.
None of them do any of that business, but they do have enhancement gases and lights, yeah. I mean,
must be great, mustn't it?
It's just an aroma. I mean, interestingly, in the current scene, I have visited, been lucky enough to visit the house of two former Leicester players. Well, one actually still is a Leicester player.
And this brings us on to our recurring subject: have you ever met a footballer?
Oh, right.
Was he in at the time, or did you
yes.
just visit it?
One of them.
Did you nip round to see his wife?
One of them. I spent the whole day there.
Right.
He had all the shirts he'd collected off from his European exploits.
Yes.
It was Stan Callimore.
Stan Callimore.
Stan Callimore. He did play for Leicester, didn't he?
He did,
point.
Yeah. He scored a hat-trick against Sunderland once, the bastard.
And, oh, what a charming fella he was.
He seems nice on the radio when
Absolutely
he's on that.
Absolutely charming fella. And, like, his house was a beautiful house, a neat house. All professional tradesmen had been through it, and it had fancy wiring and that. But there was nothing ostentatious there. Leicester man. The other man...
Do you reckon he touched his stuff?
What do you mean by that, touching
like,
his stuff?
Like, you know, his stuff that he had. Do you reckon he touched any of it, or was it just there for decoration? Did he creep around in maybe a pair of moccasins, just not wanting to disturb anything, just leave it pristine?
I didn't get that vibe. From Sterling's house, I get that vibe.
Yeah.
It's not to be touched.
He's never been there, has he, Sterling?
I don't think so. Did it have a soft play area for him?
It's got a barber's shop.
A barber's shop?
Yeah. There's
but with a barber?
A barber's room and a barber's chair in it and like a sofa for people to wait on before they get the haircut.
But nobody came.
Nobody ever came.
Anyway, the other Leicester player... No, Stan. Stan's house was, you know, it seemed like a proper family lived-in house,
good.
You know.
Good,
really nice.
Because he gets a bad rap. I think.
Yeah, he's had a bad rap, hasn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're a football presenter on the radio, it's hard to please everyone all the time, is that correct?
It's hard to please anyone.
Who do you like out of the radio people who talk football?
I like Steve Wright.
Steve Wright in the afternoon?
Yeah.
But he doesn't do the football,
he must have mentioned it once.
No,
at least.
Of the proper ones. You like Colin Murray, Alan Brazil.
Alan Brazil's really good.
You like Alan Brazil?
I love Alan Brazil. You know what? I'd love to go on Alan Brazil's podcast.
Would you?
Yeah.
Well, I hope you can.
Can you make that happen for
us?
I
hope that dream is realised for
okay.
you one day.
Thanks.
So, and I've been to another Leicester City player's house as well.
Who's he then?
Dickie Dalat.
What?
Dickie Dalat.
Is that a real one?
Dennis Dalat. Richard Dalat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And once again, you know, it's Ender Terrace. Yeah.
Humble.
Perfectly humble. He's had to save a few pennies.
Mm-hmm.
He's had that cladding put on the outside. Not pebble dash, but you know that, like, it's slightly wavy.
Yeah.
I don't know what the... I don't know why people put it on. Is it anti-graffiti?
It's anti-climb, isn't it?
Anti-climb.
I think so.
Well, have you ever met a house, someone who climbs houses?
Well, lizards and that, yeah.
All right, yeah. And anyway, again...
Every town's got a lizard man, hasn't it?
I suppose so.
It scales the walls at night.
Yeah. I suppose the modern drain pipe's probably your sky system, isn't it? They can get up the wires from your sky, yeah, or something. Or they could lasso something over the sky dish.
But it's not as strong as drain pipes, though.
Oh, shit, man. Drain pipes always had the weakness, which was the bracket.
Yeah, but you could pull a dish down in a heartbeat, couldn't you?
No, if it's been properly installed by a Sky approved installer, you know, that shouldn't happen.
If you were Ronnie Corbett and you tossed a sheet or something
over it
and pulled it down to try and scale the wall.
Yeah.
Sorry, the late Ronnie Corbett.
Yeah.
You know, that dish would be straight off.
Well,
with the density you've got.
Not if properly installed. I'm not shifting from that position.
Fine. I just probably disagree on
but
that.
But it is vaguely interesting. On a serious note, that there's two Leicester players, albeit one from the slightly less successful period, with quite humble, pleasant homes. Their priorities seem to be on the pitch.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
And yet Raheem Sterling.
With
a Michael Jackson room, a barber shop, a 9-seat cinema room.
Nine seats.
That's weird. An odd number.
Yeah, I wonder why you were 9.
You'd think it'd be an even number, wouldn't you, for like having couples round and stuff.
Yeah. Maybe it was the shirt numbers or something. He didn't like 10 and 11 at the club. Who plays number 10?
For Man City?
Yeah.
Tony Book, isn't it?
Is it Tony Book? Is he still doing... That's... Anyway, Raheem Sterling. It was interesting to see that how a lack of taste has led to a financial penalty for him. You know, more fool him. I'm not going to shed any tears. Not with those sideboards. They are proper lamb choppers, aren't they?
They're ridiculous.
Yeah.
Again, it's like not concentrating on the football enough, concentrating more on the facial topiary.
Yeah, well, if you've got your own barbers, you've got to make use of it, haven't you?
Who's doing it for him, though? Does he get someone in?
I suppose so.
Has he got staff? Because John Joe Shelby had a chef, didn't he?
Really?
Yeah, John Joe Shelby. Well, he advertised for one. I don't know if he got one. John Joe Shelby was going to pay $60,000 a year for a chef.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, does he live on his own, I presume?
No, I don't know who he lives with. I don't know about his domestic arrangements or his romantic entanglements. But he was definitely advertising for a chef when he was at Swansea.
Oh, right,
now that he's at Newcastle, I don't know what the arrangement is. He probably just gets kebabs.
I imagine they eat out a lot, footballers, don't they?
Well, he would, wouldn't you, if you could afford to.
Well, they'd like to be noticed.
Yeah.
Do you know who do you think's the best-looking footballer? David Silva?
No, you know who I really like? Graziano Pelle, Southampton.
You think he's a looker, do you?
Oh, he's a beauty. Well, he's almost the perfect man.
Really?
I could lose my mind over him.
I don't want you to lose your mind. Did he go and see...
Well, that's why I keep my distance.
Did he go and see him play at Sunderland?
I've honestly got no recollection of it whatsoever, which is probably tells you about how good it was.
Well, you just fainted as soon as he came on the pitch?
Yeah, like a Bay City Rollers fan.
Gomez, he's a looker. He's got beautiful eyes.
Mm. He faints a lot, though, doesn't he?
Does he?
Well, he fainted once. that's above average, isn't it?
I mean, I've heard a lot of people saying that they think that the Watford manager is one of the best-looking people in the game.
Yeah.
Don't know what you think about that.
I don't know. He looks like he's suffering from something, I think.
You reckon?
Nothing major, but just like one of them kind of flus that you can't shake off.
Yeah, it's...
He's always got that scarf on, hasn't he?
The scarf,
as if he's trying to keep himself warm.
Yeah, and the scarf is a pickpocket's... tool. Do you know what I mean? Because he's got those swarthy looks, and like people can be drawn into that. But you know,
where are you going with this?
Well, where I'm going is that, you know, like Brian Ferry used to look like a charmer.
Yeah.
I'll just stop that one there. But that Watford manager, you know, with his scarf.
Yeah.
You know, you're only a snuff box away from, like, his ex-Valencia successful manager, or he's a pickpocket, and he's never lost that love of the scarf. The scarf is used to hide your hand as you're stealing.
Could you see him tossing it over a satellite dish of one of his sort of under-21 players and scaling the wall just to teach him a lesson?
What lesson would that teach them?
You are you are not impenetrable.
I can penetrate your home just with my scout. I can penetrate
you. You might feel safe.
Yeah.
With your burgeoning football career.
Yeah.
You're in my under-21s. You're on the brink of the first team.
Yeah.
But son, I will come at you in the middle of the night.
And penetrate you. Yeah. But a scarf, people, it's so underrated, you know, like, it can be used for pickpocketing. That's what I usually use it for. It can be used, as you say, as a harness. It can be used in icy conditions to put under your car wheel so that your car can get, you know, if your car's stuck.
I know a fella who goes to the Sunderland matches and he's got a really long Sunderland scarf.
Yeah.
And he's had it modified so that he can get a can of beer in each end.
All right.
So that hangs down by his ankles. So it's one suspects a thing.
So it's ballast as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
So the scarf keeps neat.
It's not going to blow away. And he's going to get a couple of cans in him during the match.
It's just a tight-ass northerner, then. Why don't you buy it at the bar?
I don't know. Cues and that?
Yeah, he can afford enhancements to his scarf, but he won't.
It's that thing of sticking it to the man as well, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's like a little victory. We all need some of them, don't we?
Yeah, no, we do. It's like sitting in the wrong seat in premier seating at the cinema.
Yeah.
Have you seen 10 Cloverfield?
No. Is it good?
Well, it's... It's pretty scary. Your face reminded me of it because it's really quite scary.
Is that this week's joke?
Oh, it's a terrific film.
Is it?
Oh, it's fantastic.
Shall we go and see it after this?
And it's, yes, please.
Both of us.
Yeah. And it's we'll sit in the premier seats.
No, you're all right. I've got to do
something
else.
Well worth seeing at the cinema as well, that one.
Okay.
Jumped out my seat on 3 occasions.
Did you?
Yeah, and landed on different seats. Can you imagine that?
Oh!
That's a shocker, isn't it?
Flew through the air.
What do you have when you go to the pictures? Hot dog, or do you have the Doritos?
I have nothing. Why do you need to sit and eat when you go to watch a film? It's like 2 hours out of your life.
Have
something
ass.
Before you go in. Have something afterwards. Why do you need to sit and have food and sit and munch popcorn and getting everyone's tits sat around you?
Oh, there's something so lovely about having a hot dog when the trailers are on.
Is there?
Yeah, for me there is a start. I can't have it now because of my heart. You know what you don't ask about. Because I can't have
I'm not interested.
Oh, okay.
I could tie together two things we've already talked about.
All right.
And mention the time that I went to see that Cantonar film, Looking for Eric.
Right.
The Ken Loach thing.
Yeah.
And me and a few mates, we wanted to smuggle some beer in.
Yeah.
To drink during the film. So we were in the pub across the road and we tried on a few different bottles and cans in our coats before we purchased.
Yeah.
And then smuggled them in, drank them, and some of them... A couple of bottles ended up rolling down the aisle.
Yeah.
And creating a scene.
That's the story.
That's my story.
Bloody hell, man.
But I only said it because it's sort of tied in with doing things in the cinema,
right.
Plus smuggling beer into a situation.
All right, you want a beer stealing.
I didn't say it was a good story.
Well, a beer stealing story.
We didn't steal a beer, we paid for it.
Oh, I got the impression you were nicking it.
They let us try it on. We tried it in our courts and our various crevices before we went into the cinema. And then we paid for it.
Yeah.
But then smuggled it in past the fella on the door.
So here we go then. One winter, I broke into the back area of the local social club, yeah?
Yeah.
And stole a barrel of beer.
Whoa.
Yeah. I took it home, which was about half a mile, I'd say.
Did you roll it?
Half a mile. I rolled it
You'd
home.
You'd have to, wouldn't you?
But here comes the crunch, right? I took it into my garage, yeah? The following morning, there was a knock on the door. It was the policeman. Now, how had they caught me?
Had there been a little leak in the barrel and it had been leaking all the way?
Well, in that kind of area...
Was it snow?
It was snowing. And we'd rolled it all the way over the fields.
You idiots.
Yeah. We were caught, so I think that's tied it in better.
I don't know.
Anyway, if we're telling pointless stories, my wife wanted me, I've just remembered, she wanted me to say that David Seaman once stood on her foot. I think it was at King's Cross.
Right.
And that's the end of the story, but I've done it now because she's got a terrific photograph of me doing a cartwheel and she said she wouldn't give it to me unless I told that story.
Well, there used to be a Britain's top lady ice skater was called Joanne Conway.
Okay.
And she's from Sunderland.
Right.
She once stood on my foot at a cash point.
Really?
Fortunately, she wasn't wearing her ice skates at the time, otherwise it would have really knacked.
Yeah.
But that happened to me.
Can Torval and Dean...
That's another underwhelming story that I've got for you.
Can Torval and Dean...
I've got a lot of them.
...walk on dry land?
I think they go on all fours, don't they?
Go on all fours. Well, I just wondered.
I mean, you can do that with the blades. It's easier to do it on all fours because then the tip of the front of the blade digs into the earth.
Yeah.
And then you just use your hands as sort of usual paws.
Yeah.
They go on all fours, Tove Lundin.
So it's a bit like stealth mode in Call of Duty. Do you play Call of Duty?
No.
Oh, right. So you're snobby about it, are you?
No, I'm not snobby about it. I've got an 8-year-old son, so why would I play a game like that?
Do you play video games at all?
I play FIFA 16.
Yeah.
And sometimes I get to play Skylanders.
Skylanders?
Yeah, Skylanders.
What's that then?
It's a game that my son plays.
I've never heard of it.
And you get these plastic characters and you put them on this thing and it puts them into the game on the TV. It's a bit like something from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Alrighty-o. Okay, thank you for that. So, back to football. We asked for suggestions,
didn't
we?
Have we not done the 8% football yet?
We asked people for their ideas as to what would improve the game. Can I kick off, Andy, just by saying, because I've said this before, I think instead of a yellow card, the player who's transgressed should be made to carry a garden spade for the next 10 minutes.
Right.
I think that's my suggestion.
What, just dig a hole?
No.
Just carry it around?
No. If you're second transgression, you have to dig a hole in your own penalty area. That's more controversial, but I just think carrying a spade around, if you think it through, that's a terrific punishment. Do you think it really hurts a grown man to see a yellow rectangle?
Not really.
Not at all, but if they had to carry a spade around.
How about if you get a yellow card for your first transgression, but for your second one you've got to carry a toddler on your shoulders?
Toddler, that's not bad, yeah.
And like an arsey toddler.
Yeah, I've got
crying.
Quite a long toddler.
Well,
I'm just thinking because then its little feet would be kicking at your back if it was a long one.
Yeah, well, it would be over your shoulders. The feet would be over your shoulders and be kicking the side of the face, wouldn't it?
Yeah, so a knock-kneed toddler then.
Yeah, a knock-kneed toddler.
Yeah.
Or a dwarf dressed as a toddler.
Yeah.
Because health and safety and stuff and laws.
It's a bitch, isn't it?
It would have to be a dwarf, I reckon.
So, did we get any ideas from our listeners?
We got a few, yeah. And I want to consider each of these.
All right.
And give them the respect they deserve.
Okay.
Instead of just reading them out and then going, I suppose. Like we normally do. First one from IBWM Jeff.
Yeah.
He thinks that players should throw peanuts into the open mouths of fans following a goal. So instead of a goal celebration, which is quite a selfish act, isn't it, really?
Yes, it is.
They could share a bit and throw some peanuts into the open mouths of fans and they get an additional goal or an additional point the further up the stand they can get one.
I like it.
So imagine that.
I don't think it's practical, but
And it doesn't discriminate against people who are sat right near the back in like row T or something.
It does slightly discriminate against people with nut allergies, but I'll overlook that for now.
Well, you know, they've had their day in the sun, I reckon.
Okay.
The nut allergy crowd.
In principle, yeah.
I've seen flights ruined.
Because of nut allergies.
Because of nut allergy sufferers. Ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, we have a nut allergy sufferer on the flight today.
So what happens?
They don't give you any nuts.
Oh, right, it's the tight ass in you, isn't it? You're getting on that flight waiting for your free nuts.
In case you're having a laugh, one of them flies out your mouth.
Yeah.
And flies into the mouth of the allergy sufferer.
Yeah.
This is political correctness gone mad, isn't it?
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Next.
Harry Flowers OBE.
Yeah.
And I believe it is a genuine OBE as well.
Right.
Not just one of these made-up ones you get from America off the internet. He says that the goalies should be the team mascots.
The goalies are the team mascots?
Not the little kids that walk out holding hands with the players at the start, but, you know, the things in furry costumes.
All righty-o.
They should be the goalkeepers for the team.
And they play throughout the game?
Oh, yeah, the whole thing, yeah.
That's interesting. There'd be slightly less clutter at the beginning when they're coming out the tunnel as well, wouldn't there?
You wouldn't be more focused, wouldn't they? They wouldn't be sort of walking around clapping hands and sort of trying to jig up the crowd.
Yeah.
Maybe you could have a proper goalkeeper as the mascot.
Yeah.
Doing all that. It wouldn't be as exciting or as fun.
No, because you wouldn't be able to see
But
him.
When you've got that Gunnosaurus dinosaur that Arsenal have got in goal instead of...
Watford got a chicken or something?
I don't know what Watford have got.
Oh, it'll be a hornet, won't it?
A massive hornet.
Yeah, it'll be a hornet. A
vibrating hornet.
What a Liverpool? Is there an animal or live a bird? So
probably.
Everton, a big toffee?
I don't know. I don't know very much about these.
I tried to get some Everton mints. I was desperate for some, Andy. I mean, honestly, I was really desperate for
some. Like, you had to have some within the hour?
Honestly.
You couldn't wait 3 days from the internet?
No, there's no way I could wait. Because do you know that moment when you penetrate through from mint into toffee? I just needed that hit. So I went to, you know these ones that are popping up all over that are called, like, Ye Olde Sweet Shop?
Yeah.
And all that. And I got some...
Heritage Sweets.
Yeah.
Like crap.
I got some Everton mints from there. Sucked and sucked and sucked and sucked and sucked, and that moment never came. There was no fucking toffee in the middle at all. Not even a slither, nothing.
Nothing.
Oh, man. The point being, bullshit. That would never have happened in Ye Olde Worldy. That's a very modern sweet.
I'll tell you what. Have you ever had XXX mints?
What, are they a Treebo?
They're like Treebo, but they're not as good.
No, I don't think I've had them, and they know.
They do them in Poundland. And they do...
I was surprised you shop at Poundland, aren't they?
What's the problem with that, like?
No, just...
Are you a snob or something?
I am when it comes to buying food, yeah.
Mints.
All right, your XLL mints.
XXX.
All right.
Right, and I went to get some the other day and they didn't have the peppermint ones, they only had the spearmints. I thought, well, right. How bad could that be?
Yeah.
Really bad.
Really bad.
Is the answer. Suck one for a while and it's all right. And then you get through this layer that's in the middle, which is just like... It's just like, I don't know, like...
Like cod? Do it taste like cod or something?
Plant food.
Yeah.
Probably.
It's weird that it's stratified, that there's layers within a mint.
Well, I didn't make the things, but that's how it felt.
I know what you mean. It's a difficult one, that, because there was Wrigley, you know, like Rennie's come in peppermint or spearmint.
Yeah.
And the spearmint, the first, you don't usually get spearmint, but you're right, you get one. You think, oh, it's quite nice, all right, that. But there's something insipid about spearmint. The spearmint over time graph would become unsatisfactory, start at a peak.
Peppermint's,
you know what I mean?
Got a solid sort peppermint, of line, hasn't it? You can't solid, go wrong with that. But spearmint's unpredictable. Erratic.
I think it's called a drop-off sweet, basically.
Yeah.
It's very sellable.
Well, not to me anymore. Yeah. I've learned my lesson.
We very rarely learn our lessons with sweets, you know, like... From my old days, pineapple chunks wreck in your mouth, yeah?
Right.
To the modern day. You know, the Tutti Frutti wrecks your mouth. It really wrecks your mouth.
They still do the Tutti
Frutti. Tutti Frutti, but people still buy them. And people, you know, like, do you know what? I finished that packet of Everton mints.
Did you?
Yeah.
What, sucked each one?
Sucked each one, just in case one had all the toffee in it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Never happened.
Ah, well. And have you learned anything?
Well, I've learned that it's the hope that kills, which we all know. And that's a kind of a football thing.
It's almost the motto of this podcast.
Yeah.
It's the hope that kills you.
Yeah.
I'll tune into Atletico Mints hoping that there's going to be some football content. But no, they're just talking about sweets again.
If, you know, if we were... I'm not saying we have to change it, because it's not my right to say it. If it was It's not going to be Athletic or Parsnips, which I prefer, right?
No, it isn't.
But if we were
the High Court decided that this week, as well, you know.
Yeah, fair enough. And I respect that.
And you were told not to talk about it.
But Atletico Min, right? Nips.
Nips?
Atletico Minips. Nah.
Atletico Men's Nips.
Atletico. It's Atletico Mints. I'm sorry, carry on.
Right. Lindsay Mack says that there should be, brace yourself,
yeah,
an extra team on the pitch. Three teams.
Hold on, I'm just like digesting that.
33 players and three goals.
Circular pitch or something.
Don't know.
Well, where would you put the pitch? Yeah, it'd probably have to be. So instead of a playoff, you could put four on and have it all decided in 90 minutes, couldn't you?
You could do.
I don't like it, Andy.
All right.
It's not football.
Well, she reckons it's the future, but, you know.
Yeah, well, maybe it is the future, but it's not football.
Quite hard, this, isn't it?
Have you got any more?
I've got another one.
Go on, then.
Well, this one almost ties in with the last one. Phil Garlick
reckons
that we should have a rotating centre circle.
Right.
Oh, I like that.
I like it. It feels right, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It feels the right thing to do.
Like those rotating restaurants they have on the tops of high towers. They're exciting.
So, I can't see what it adds, but I'd like to have it there, but I don't...
It depends on how fast it's going to rotate, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
If it's going anything over 15 miles an hour...
It becomes a no-go area.
Well, a no-go area, or excitementsville.
Yeah, I wonder if you could... if it was on Vario speed, I wonder if you could pass the ball on to it, as it were, then send
the
it off in a completely
could have
different
some kind
direction.
Of handset,
yeah.
And he could...
Still, it's not right.
That's full of holes, isn't it?
I mean, I was thinking about this, and the only things that I thought of was carrying a spade instead of a yellow card.
It's funny, because that's an idea that I tweeted you in 2013.
Is it you tweeted? Well, yeah. Then it's always stuck with me.
Yeah,
I think it's an excellent idea. I would like... the other thing I've put is like a minimum weight of 29 stone for a central midfielder.
A minimum?
Minimum 29
stone. So that'll bring
stone.
Phil Stamp back into football.
A big Stamp in and back in.
Jimmy Pollock.
And Andy Reid could come back in. I think that's not such a bad idea. I was wondering about goal. A goal is negated if the keeper can consume an entire pig before the final whistle.
Right.
So you've let one
cooked.
In.
Cooked.
You've let one in after 17 minutes.
Yeah.
Typical of letting gold in after in the first 20 minutes. But if you they would then give you, I can't work that out, something like an hour.
You'd have to stop for half time, though.
Yeah, the pig has to remain on the pitch. No, he could. No, the keeper stays on the pitch eating.
He carries on through half time. Yeah. Otherwise, he'd just nip out and throw up, wouldn't he?
Yeah, so no, he stays there and eats the pig. It was just a thought. It might be
it's
the
good.
Wrong sized animal. It might be that that's impossible. It might have to be a piglet or
a dog.
Yeah, you could probably.
You wouldn't be laughing if we were in the Far East.
No, I would say yeah.
Can we just have a little burst of our Far East music again?
That would be nice. Just
because of cooked dogs.
Yeah.
At this point. Ah,
lovely taste of dog.
That's maybe we could get some cooked dog company to sponsor us next
What
week.
About a red card not kicking in that match, Andy? I'm being slightly serious here, but you know what I mean? There's your three-match ban.
Yeah.
You're not playing in the next three matches, but right. You can carry on in this match.
No.
No?
No. If you've committed an offence, you've got to get off. There's no room for you. What kind of a example does that set to kids?
Well, I just...
It's like saying you can be naughty, but you can stay and play.
No, you're not playing in the next three matches.
Well, no. Kids don't think that far ahead.
Doesn't it disappoint you sometimes when you...
Yeah,
you know,
it does.
You've paid your money to see a proper football game, and then it's 10 versus 11, and all, you know, well, all right, forget it.
I'm going to. I want to see standards upheld.
All right, forget it.
Neil Graham... 81 I assume the year he was born rather than his age. He says that we should bring back police dog shows at half time, with police dogs running, jumping through rings of fire and catching burglars. I presume he means like local actors dressed as burglars.
I absolutely love that idea.
Yeah, you know. Did you ever see that thing where they brought it in a few years ago, where you would have they pluck a fan out of the crowd and they'd get him to run round and round a pool like a dozen times, and then he'd try and score a goal.
Right.
And he was so dizzy that he couldn't.
Right.
That was funny. Why has that gone away?
I don't know.
Probably health and safety.
Do you know, I was at the Riverside, I once did where you go on at half time. Like, it was this twat who's come on. It's Bob Mortimer, like, oh. But I had to try and score a score from the halfway line. I didn't reach.
Jesus.
It's really sad. And hardly anything at all.
So what's the length of the football pitch? About 110 yards. So you couldn't do 55 yards.
Didn't reach.
What was the reaction of the crowd?
I can't remember. I think they turned off by then anyway.
You can't remember, have you blocked it out?
But do you know those where everyone's, you know, it's one of those, you need, at half-time you need something that grabs attention, don't you?
Like everyone's a man running around a pool.
Exactly. You're going to want to see the outcome of that. Some half, you know, some little bald bloke comes out from a TV show you've never heard of.
Yeah.
You get back to talking about the match.
He's not even local anymore because he's moved down south once he's got a bit of success.
Yeah, because exactly, I did. Because I got a test for herbs and the fine things in life. And as you know, Andy, you can't get herbs up north.
Oh, you can, Bob.
No, I don't think
you can.
Well, what do you, not to cook with?
Yeah. There's a bay leaf. I've got a bay leaf.
There's a bay leaf up there,
in the northeast, yeah. I'm due to get it for a 6-hour period in 2018. Other suggestions of halftime entertainment were a falconry display.
Yeah.
I'd be behind that.
Always appreciate it.
Everyone loves
it,
that. An attraction engine show.
Yeah.
Logistically, that will be tricky because they don't move very fast, do they? You get them on, and it'll be time to get them off again.
Pitch damage.
It'll be like you might as well get some tortoises on.
I suppose the truth is like the cheerleader thing. I've never seen that sort of thing, but.
Don't go there.
I know, but probably the truth is if you want to stop the murmuring.
Yeah.
And stop people going for the. Have you ever been to Brighton's ground?
No.
I think I mentioned this before, but they tailor their food to the region that's visiting them.
Oh, right. So if it's like Sunderland, they'd have like a bay leaf.
They'd have some, I don't know, they'd have chips rubbed with bay leaves, yeah.
Yeah.
Or, you know, vaguely introduced to a bay leaf.
And if it was Middlesbrough, it would be the Parmore.
I find them a bit dreary now, but if you've got something spectacular, by all means.
What, are they suggestions? You're starting to say they're dreary?
I've said they're dreary. I'm not starting to say it.
They're all dreary.
No, I don't know.
Are you trying to suggest that our listeners are dreary of mind?
I really liked the idea of bringing the police dogs back at half-time.
Right, well, OK, then I'll move on to this one from TPE365.
OK.
He's not just TPE once a year. He's TPE every day of the year.
Yeah.
I don't know what happens in leap years, but never mind. He says, or she, it could be a she, I don't think it is, though, each side must have a nominated villain, complete with a top hat, a cape and a twirly moustache.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit like a more refined version of the midfield enforcer.
Being
your Joey Bartons,
stone.
Your Lee Catamoles.
Your Costas, I suppose.
Your Costas, yeah. Every team's got a bastard, haven't they?
Yeah.
So
who's the bastard in the Sunderland team?
Well, it's got to be Catamole, isn't it?
All right. I'm just checking out whether this is true. I've just blurted them out. Who's the bastard in the Man United team? Fellaini.
Probably Fellaini.
His elbows are a disgrace.
It's
his
elbows and what he does in a goblet.
Yeah. And, all right, I'll blurt another one out. All right, so who's the villain at West Brom? Oh, I think we know, don't we?
Do we? McLean,
I suppose, yeah. So maybe they do all. Everyone's, we haven't got time, have we? Have they all got bastards?
If you've got a team that you support and you listen to this now, tweet us at Athletic Unmints and tell us who your bastard is.
And
we'll compile a directory.
That you haven't got a bastard.
If you haven't got a bastard, we'll try and fix you up with one for next season. That's our guarantee.
The manager says, I'm looking for a bastard. I need two or three players. I need a forward, a bastard, and someone for the left back.
I'll go on that podcast and find out what they've got.
Do you know what the England team's going to be for the Euros, Andy?
Well, Roy Hodgson doesn't, does he?
But do you know?
No, I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
I think we all know, really, don't we?
It's going to be Rooney, isn't it?
Yeah.
Rooney and 10 others.
Yeah. But there you go.
I'd pick Rooney.
You'd pick him?
I'd pick Rooney. I'd pick Rooney behind Harry Kane.
And who's alongside him now?
And then alongside him?
Yeah.
No, I'd have four in midfield, and I'd have Rooney behind Harry Kane, and I'd have Sturridge and Vardy on the bench. Impact subs.
I think the problem is, Andy, is that it's like we're going to be playing Debbie Alley, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. The problem is whenever Rooney plays with any of these youngsters, they're intimidated by him. They don't play the natural game. He just gets in the way, demanding it in places right. where he shouldn't be having it.
Right.
I think they play with a lot more freedom, the other players.
Well, you're not going to bring Rooney on as an impact sub, are you? Unless you're looking to, like, drag the life out of the game.
Well, that's just my opinion. I mean, I think it was lovely. It was great PR to have him as a punter on that match, the Holland match.
Yeah.
Because I think people were not anti-Rooney, but after the Germany match, were thinking, "Nah, let's pack in with Rooney."
And we all fell in love with him again.
But we kind of fell in love with him when he told us it was Drinky, and yeah,
Danny Drinkwater's nickname.
Yeah,
Drinky.
I think we all felt a bit rotten for what we'd been thinking.
What's Wayne Rooney's nickname? Rooney.
I suppose. I bet it's Rooney.
Wayne.
Wayne Rooney passes it. Is there any Geordies in
Mr. Wayne Rooney? More suggestions about how to liven up football?
Not for me, Andy, but
no?
You know, not for me. But
the
you're
fact
running...
that you don't want to hear any more means that I'm going to give you more.
Well, I shouldn't. Well, all right. Can I just like? Can we just split them up with this question? Right. I think it's a bit Easter related a bit, but can you do a rabbit punch?
I've never tried.
Do you think you could do a rabbit
Probably.
Punch? Yeah.
Probably on ant or deck.
Yeah. Would you be willing to do a rabbit punch on one of the rabbit's natural predators, say the fox or the
if
badger?
If it was like restrained, I wouldn't want to chase it down and then punch it.
What I'm looking for is if you've got any discipline.
Right.
What I'm saying is if you were attacked by a fox, you'd just boot it, wouldn't you?
I'd throw something at it.
Yeah. But could you ever get to a position, you know, in your life where you would, if you were attacked by a natural predator of the rabbit, you would behave like a rabbit? It's a very simple question.
I once killed a mouse with an X catalogue.
That's not a natural predator.
It was in my house.
Yeah.
And I caught it under a cup, and it was quite a fat, sluggish mouse.
Mm.
And it had been doing the rounds for a few weeks. And I took it outside and I dropped the next catalogue on it because it's a hardback catalogue. The next catalogue,
is it still hardback?
Well, I don't know. This is like 2005 or something.
No, it did used to
when
be
when I was wilder.
A damn beautiful catalogue. The next one,
bit special, wasn't it?
Yeah,
you had to pay £30 for it though, didn't you?
You didn't,
I think you did. It wasn't free,
yeah. Bloody hell. There was a frog in my house the other day. I chased it along the corridor. I said, corridor. I don't live in an asylum, man. I just chased it in the hallway and it hopped along and it went under the fridge. And I thought, I'll end that story there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to do. But
I can rescue that by telling you that I saw a frog on the pavement outside my local cemetery recently. And I took a photograph of it because it was just standing there. It wasn't going anywhere. It wasn't afraid of us. I got really close and I took a photograph and I put it on Instagram.
So are you saying I can say that was my frog and that everything ended?
No, I'm just saying your frog story just petered away to nothing.
Yeah.
And I jumped in there, leapt in if you want.
Yeah.
With my frog story, which was, you know, slightly,
funny that you should leap
better.
In because the natural predator of a frog is probably, I don't know, I'm thinking an owl, something like that. Some leaping. But anyway, it's interesting.
Well, frogs leap though, don't they?
No, they jump, they hop.
Do they?
They're hoppers. Mm. Talking of hops, I do like beer. How about you, Andy?
I love beer, mate, Bob.
Yeah. Okay.
That's
on the same page there, then.
One more. Can we have one more?
Well, I don't think you should. I think it's dangerous.
One more. It's not particularly football-related.
Yeah.
Archbaldus asks, I'm thinking about getting a new dishwasher. Any advice?
Yes. Unlike with washing machines, vacuum cleaners... or fridge, what does he want?
A dishwasher.
Fridge freezers. You'll often hear that you should use the German manufacturers, Miele or Bosch. Mm. Yeah, it's rubbish. But when it comes to dishwashers, you've got to go German.
Is that where the excel is?
You've got to go
dishwashing realm.
You know, I think it's the longevity of the product.
Right.
And it does take, especially if he's, I don't know if they have they said whether they've got a family or.
He hasn't said.
How often they use it.
All I've got is Archbaldus. I can't really glean anything from Matt about his domestic circumstances.
Vibe,
don't know.
Anyway, well, so not go German. Mealy
or Bosch.
You
wouldn't go German with a vacuum cleaner.
No
or a,
way.
Because I remember you once recommended a Philips vacuum cleaner to me.
And did you get it?
I got it, but it was second hand.
Yes.
Because they don't make them anymore, that particular model that you recommended.
It's the Philips 9121.
I think
isn't it?
It is. Yeah. Yeah. So I got one off eBay for like 40 quid.
Yeah.
I've never looked back.
Isn't it a superb?
It's a beauty.
And you know where Philips are manufactured?
Holland.
In Holland, yeah? So it's more Northern European.
Yeah.
It's a superb Hoover, isn't it?
It is.
And you know, washing machine-wise, I think people are really tempted to pay too much. Have you ever had a Beko?
No.
Beko, honestly, you can literally, 149 quid you'll get one from.
Really?
Yeah.
And do they do the job?
They absolutely do the job. And if they do the job for 2 years, yeah, get another Beko, they'll pick it up, take your old one away.
I hear what you're saying, but why should we replace our washing machine every 2 years, Bob?
Because none of the others will last any longer.
How have we got to this? How have we got to a situation where you can't trust a washing machine to last more than 24 months?
How long is that, what you'd say for a washing machine, 2 years?
I'd want a washing machine to last for like 7 or 8 years.
Do you know what? I've got a washing machine that's lasted that long. And I hate to say it, it's German. Mind you, that was when the Germans knew how to make a washing machine. They don't anymore.
Right. And how do you know?
Dyson Hoovers.
What, just from...
Big no, big
word
yes.
Word of mouth?
Yeah, word of mouth from the German, German washing women. What? So tell me, the Dyson Hoover.
Yeah.
Yay or nay?
Yay.
Oh, fuck off. Please.
What's wrong with the Dyson?
Have you had a Dyson?
Now, my mum's got one.
And has it
lasted?
I haven't
had any problem with it, yeah. It was reconditioned as well, so it was cheaper.
Oh, God, your family tight ass, generations of tight asses.
Yeah.
Bloody
proud of it as well.
It's a miserable life, though, isn't it?
Well,
and it's etched
mince,
on your face, to be honest.
Mince from Poundland.
Grey Sunderland.
How do you feel
mince?
About the Dyson blade? The hand dryer?
I'm not... I mean, the first time I introduced my hand to it was quite exciting.
Are you jaded now?
Well, I'll be perfectly honest with you, Andy. It's been a long, long time since I washed my hands after having a wee.
Right.
A real long time.
You've got
time.
To that stage where you couldn't give a monkey's
I
anymore.
I couldn't care less.
I know
no.
what you mean, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
What's the worst that could happen?
Well, nothing. Well,
it's probably good for your immune system, actually.
Exactly.
A few germs.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to ask you about the annuity that the Football League pay you every year.
Oh, yes, I should tell that story.
Because of that magical thing that you've got, that you came up with, that could technically ruin football.
Yeah. But what it basically means is that if you are with the... I have to be careful here, but if you have control of the ball in the penalty box, you can have a goal or a penalty.
Right.
There's nothing... But I can't say much more than that.
Right.
Do you want to hear about it now, or...?
No, we've run out of time. We might talk about it again
okay,
another
well,
time.
Okay, well, maybe next week,
maybe
yeah.
Maybe as we want. Who cares?
Well, thank you very much for having me again, Andy.
No, you're all right. It's something to do, isn't it?
It is something to do.
Are you going to bring the red setter again next week? He's been very well behaved.
He's been lovely.
Is it Ronnie Corbett?
If you don't mind, I would love to bring him along.
I would love to
bring him along. Yes, it is something to do. And when you're in bad health, like I am, that's not to be undermined. It's something to do.
It's therapy, isn't it, really?
Yeah, pass the time along this sort of miserable path
that I found myself on,
yeah.
Yeah, well.
Now off to the train station.
Maybe we'll be back next week, unless Bob...
Snuffs it, you want to say it.
Let's not mince our words here.
I'll try not to. I'll see you then, darling.
Sorry?
I'll see you, darling, anyway.
Right.
Hey.
He's,
What a guy.
He's, he's gone. And that's the end of that.
Thank you. When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.